Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world on the World Wide Web at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. A Lakita man who went hiking alone in Joshua Tree National Park last Thursday is lucky to be alive after he fell and broke his leg and was stranded in the desert for nearly 2 days. Robert Ringo went to the park Thursday and parked his car about a mile and a half from the Keysview Overlook area. He then hiked east into the desert. He hadn't gone far, about a quarter of a mile, before he fell and broke his left leg. Ringo said he had tagged his location before he left, and on Friday his family started looking for him. Park rangers were notified in the early morning hours by the Riverside County Sheriff's Department about the missing hiker. When rangers arrived at the Keysview area at 5 a.m. Saturday, they found deputies on scene with Ringo's vehicle. Canine and human trackers, as well as a CHP helicopter, quickly located Ringo about one quarter mile east of the Keysview Road. He was transported by backboard to a CHP helicopter and then flown to Desert Hospital in Palm Springs, where he had surgery on his broken leg. Ringo is expected to make a full recovery and said he plans to continue hiking. Managing editor Tammy Roloff offers these tips on hiking safely in our desert.
The first rule of hiking is don't hike alone. The second rule is to tell someone where you're going and when you expect to return. Bring at least one quart of water for every hour you plan to be gone. Hike in the early morning or late evening hours and avoid the hottest part of the day. Even experienced hikers can be overcome by heat-related illness. Most areas of Joshua Tree National Park and many areas of the Mojave Desert have no cell phone service. To be extra safe, bring a satellite phone or a personal locator beacon that you can activate in case of an emergency. Reporting for Z1077, this is Managing Editor Tammy Roloff.
Visitors come from around the world to experience California's deserts. After decades of financial neglect, the Great American Outdoors Act was passed by Congress Wednesday. The act will help address the deteriorating infrastructure in our national parks, increase funding for the conservation of the desert's vast public land, and improve public access. The act requires a mandatory funding of $900 million a year. The funds do not come from taxpayer dollars, but rather from revenue generated by energy projects on public lands. The bill now awaits final approval by the president. Another four San Bernardino County residents died of COVID-19 as the number of cases rose by 708, according to statistics the county posted Wednesday. The latest numbers, according to county and state public health officials, show San Bernardino County now has confirmed 25,775 cases and 337 deaths. Here in our Morongo Basin, we are up to 167 confirmed cases. Yucca Valley with 99, Joshua Tree 29, 29 Palms 18, Morongo Valley 18, Landers 2, and 1 in Pioneertown. There have been 3 deaths locally. California's confirmed coronavirus cases have topped 409,000, surpassing New York for most in the nation. Yesterday's High Desert Water District special meeting had a significant personnel change. Reporter Joshua King has more information.
It was announced at yesterday's High Desert Water District special meeting that Director Saran Graham would be resigning from her position effective immediately following 13 years of service. The November 2020 election will seek to fill her position. This decision comes in the wake of a series of what some say are racist Facebook posts that were made by Graham in recent weeks, with the former director proposing her quote-unquote solution to the Black Lives Matter movement would be to, quote, give them Mars so they can establish the world/country they desire, end quote. Members of the public were available to comment during the meeting, with the majority of them agreeing that Graham did the right thing by resigning and promising to hold candidates for Graham's position accountable when concerning matters of racism and science. Reporting for Z1077, this is Joshua King.
A transient was arrested last night accused of arson at the Yucca Valley Community Center. Yucca Valley firefighters were called to the park at 8:48 p.m. when they found a large cypress tree on fire near the picnic area, with embers threatening the covered picnic shelter and other vegetation. Fire crews were able to knock down the fire in 5 minutes, and damage was limited to the tree. Multiple people saw a man, later identified as Charles Lathrop, Winthrop 63 light the fire using lighter fluid and notified 911. Deputies located Lathrop near Antelope Trail and Demosa Avenue. Charles Lathrop was arrested for investigation of arson and on two warrants, booked into the Morongo Basin Jail with bail set at $50,000. A 29 Palms man was arrested Tuesday night when he was found with a knife and illegal drugs. About 11:40 p.m., a deputy made a traffic stop on a vehicle near North Star Avenue and Serrano Drive in 29 Palms. Inside the vehicle was Aaron Rice, 32. When the deputy asked for Rice's driver's license, Rice admitted he had a knife in his pocket and pulled out a fixed-blade knife and dropped it in his lap. Rice also admitted to being in possession of methamphetamine, which was later measured at more than 16 grams. Aaron Rice was arrested for investigation of being in possession of a dirk or dagger, booked into the Morongo Basin Jail, with his bail set at $50,000. A Yucca Valley man was arrested Tuesday when he was found in possession of a firearm after a routine traffic stop. Just before 3 p.m., a deputy stopped a vehicle near Highway 62 and Church Street. William Marsh, 54, a convicted felon, was inside the vehicle, which had been reported stolen by a car rental firm. During the investigation, deputies found a firearm inside the vehicle. William Marsh was arrested on suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm and for vehicle theft. Marsh was booked into the West Valley Detention Center with his bail set at $50,000. Receiving a phone call that your Social Security number has been compromised can be frightening. Managing editor Tammy Roloff warns residents not to believe callers who say they're from the Social Security Administration.
Hi, this is Jenna, calling from the head office of Social Security Administration.
The typical scam phone call will start something like this.
Your Social Security number is compromised and used for illegal activities.
The callers then warn what will happen if you don't respond to their calls.
We will freeze your assets and forfeit it.
If you answer the phone, the caller will start asking personal questions such as date of birth, mother's maiden name, and where you were born. If you get a call like this, don't give out any personal information. Hang up and contact the Federal Trade Commission and the Social Security Administration to let them know about these scam phone calls. More information can be found with this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Managing Editor Tammy Roloff.
The Homestead Valley Community Council approved a resolution in support of law enforcement officers Monday at its first regular meeting since February. The resolution rejects all calls to defund local, county, and state enforcement agencies. It urges increased funding to counter what it says are, quote, misguided and dangerous policies by lawmakers, including no bail, mass jail release, and decriminalization of actions formerly recognized as attacks on public safety, law, and order, and says that George Floyd's death in Minneapolis was not an indication of systemic minority targeting. To read the complete resolution, see this story at Z1077FM.com. A legendary recording studio in Joshua Tree that has hosted sessions with a diverse selection of musicians and bands is the subject of a virtual lecture this Tuesday, presented by the Desert Institute. Hillary Sloan gives a hint of what's to come.
David Catching invites you inside Rancho de la Luna to take a look around and talk about recording sessions, techniques, and how he ended up in Joshua Tree. Born in Memphis, he made his first trip to Joshua Tree in 1982 on his way to play a concert in Los Angeles, and he moved to California a few years later. He met Fred Drake, and together they started Rancho de la Luna Recording Studio in Joshua Tree. The studio has hosted recording sessions with musicians and bands such as Daniel Lanois, Iggy Pop, Arctic Monkeys, Queens of the Stone Age, Foo Fighters, and many others. The virtual lecture by the Desert Institute, Joshua Tree National Parks Educational Arm is set for 4 p.m. Tuesday. To register, see this story at Z1077FM.com. To access the program, please go to joshuatree.org/live and click on register. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
Blood drives are considered an essential service, and blood donations are weighed down due to the public's fear of coronavirus. Blood is desperately needed. A blood drive will be held from 8 to 1 tomorrow at the new Stater Brothers store at the west end of Yucca Valley. Blood donations will also be screened for COVID-19 antibodies. The test does not detect if the donor currently has COVID-19. All blood donors must wear a face mask and will undergo a COVID-19 health screening on arrival. All donors should be free of infections or illness, weigh at least 115 pounds, and not be at risk for AIDS or hepatitis. Donors will also receive a free cholesterol screening and incentives. To make an appointment to donate blood, call 800-TRY-GIVING. Parents who are anxious and waiting to find out what's going on with our local schools during the current COVID-19 pandemic can join Superintendent Tom Baumgarten and Assistant Superintendent Amy Woods as they answer questions live starting at 10:05 tomorrow morning, Friday, July 24th, on the Z1077 Up Close Show. Baumgarten and Woods will discuss and take questions about the reopening of school, their plans, and safety protocols. Tune in to Z1077 Friday morning for the latest information about plans for the 2020-2021 school year.